Turn on the TV during primetime or morning drive, and chances are pretty good you'll see an ad for the presumed frontrunner in the race.
Jim Kenney, the block-by-block mayor we need to move Philadelphia ahead.
In our first mayoral profile, our producer Shai Ben-Yaakov combs through Kenney's record for clues as to what kind of mayor he'd be.
Our police department over the course of my lifetime has become more diverse than it was in the 60s when all the cops looked like me.
It's 10:30 on a Saturday morning, and Jim Kenney is already making his second campaign stop. Right now he's speaking to a largely African-American crowd at the headquarters of State Representative Sherelle Parker in the city's Cedarbrook section, far from Kenney's home turf. Kenney grew up at 3rd and Snyder, a working-class Irish South Philadelphia neighborhood and home of the Mummers. His firefighter father and Jesuit priests shaped his political future.
The issue of public service has always been from my early childhood, watching my dad, you know, serve the city, and then also going to St. Joe's Prep and having the Jesuits teach you what service really means and how you really make yourself happy by being in service to others.
Kenney started his political career while still in college, working for State Senator Vincent Fumo. He worked with community leaders like Barbara Capozzi.
Sometimes you have to just go sit with somebody who understands a broader array of issues and how they really impact people, just to feel like you're talking to somebody with some common sense. And Jim has street smarts and book smarts, and that's why he's been very helpful to us.
Kenney is known now for supporting progressive legislation, but in the 90s, Kenney authored a bill to ban aggressive panhandling, supported school vouchers, and opposed a civilian board to review police conduct. He also voted against banning military-style assault weapons in 1993, though he voted for it 15 years later. Some of his comments from that time became grist for one ad from state senator and mayoral candidate Anthony Williams.
This is what Jim Kenney once said about policing our community. We now have discussions, ironically, about no longer letting police officers use pepper gas. I mean, come on. You can't use the flashlights. You can't use the clubs on the head. You can't shoot anybody. What's next? Are we going to hand them feather dusters?
Kenney says he regrets those comments made in 1997, but that they did represent his position at the time. However, Kenney also pushed for domestic partnerships in the 90s. Now he's an outspoken supporter of same-sex marriage and other LGBT rights. Kenney is known to have a temper. One incident stands out to Howard Kane, who worked with Kenney in Senator Fumo's office. It was the early 90s, and former Philadelphia Mayor Frank Rizzo had a daily radio show. Kenney was asked to tape it each day.
Every day at 3 o'clock, the ex-mayor would come on. And by 4 o'clock, Jim would become so angered at what the ex-mayor was saying that the office staff knew not to bother him. Between 3 and 5, you just let him be because he was working himself up into a real fit of anger. And one time I saw him throw a beeper against the wall with such force that it lodged in the wall.
What some call a temper, others, including Barbara Capozzi, call passion.
I mean, let's face it, there's a lot of things to get upset about in this city and the way it runs, and all the needs that go unmet, and Jim gets upset about them and his face turns red.
Kenney has garnered the support of all of the municipal unions in Philadelphia and many of the building unions. Most notably, Local 98 of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers has funded an independent group, Building a Better PA, that's running ads on Kenney's behalf. Local 98 is headed by John Dougherty, who grew up near Kenney in South Philadelphia. Multiple sources who declined to be interviewed on the record for this story expressed concern about the money Local 98 is throwing behind Kenney, but one who would talk on tape is former Philadelphia managing director Phil Goldsmith.
I think the issue we have in this campaign is the independent expenditures, and I put independent in quotations marks. I don't think anyone that understands or has been around Philadelphia politics thinks that these contributions aren't in some way, shape, or form coordinated with the campaign.
Kenney defends his union support.
Working families are supporting me. People who work for a living are supporting me. And I'm very proud of that and would be proud of it whether I win or lose.
Kenney controversially altered payments to city pensioners. In 1999, the city decided when pension investments exceed their goals, it would distribute additional money to retirees. But there was a caveat. The fund had to be at least 76% full. In 2007, Kenny authored a bill that allows the payments even when the pensions are underfunded. Mark McDonald is spokesman for Mayor Michael Nutter.
It set up a situation where in the years that followed, you potentially would have disbursements being made out of the pension adjustment fund to pensioners when the fund really wasn't healthy enough to do it.
The first such payments, $31 million, went out to retirees this month, despite the fact that the pension fund is only 46% full. But Kenny defends his bill, calling the payments cost of living adjustments.
I had people who are widows of firefighters and police officers killed in the line of duty who were getting under $1,000 a month in a pension, raising three kids by themselves.
It's worth pointing out that there's no negotiated cost of living adjustment for pensions in the city union contracts. By the way, Kenny started collecting his own pension, about $91,000 a year, when he stepped down from his city council seat. But he'd gladly put that off at least four more years if elected mayor. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov.